At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Previously, .tv Podcast Network.
Let's play something different.
Why are we playing games?
London's terror alert has been raised to critical. I'm just passing the time.
This is the Extra Hot Great Podcast, episode 104 for the week of February 8th, 2016. I am Daily Doubler David T. Cole, and I'm here with cryptic crossword clue Trip Payne.
Tiny paper strewn about.
Match game answer David Ellis Dickerson.
Oops.
Abusive answer Rob Hartman.
Sorry.
And friend you phone Tara Ariano.
Definitely C.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the third Extra Hot Great Listener Game Time. It's been a little while, but we're back with this exciting little sidetrack. Today, we are welcoming Trip Payne, David Ellis Dickerson, and Rob Hartman, three guys who know their games. You may remember Trip Payne from his Survivor recaps and his appearances on this very podcast. You may remember Rob Hartman from his many excellent Game Time submissions. And you don't know David Ellis Dickerson from a hole in the ground. But
That's not true. I did the no-knack last year.
That's right.
He did.
Yeah, that's right. My apologies. But David is also the connection between everybody here. He knows everybody here individually. David, why don't you tell a little bit about yourself and how you know these guys?
Okay. I'm a member of the National Puzzlers League. You also may know me from the radio. I've been on This American Life a bunch of times. But in 1992, I went to the National Puzzlers League convention in New York City, where I got to hang out with Trip Payne, who is also a member. And that's where I also met, for the first time, Sarah D. Bunting, whose mom was a member, and we all went to dinner. And while I was there, I stayed at the apartment of Rob Hartman, who is a fellow Tucsonan.
What a small world.
It is crazy.
Let's welcome Trip. Hello, Trip.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's good. It's good to be back.
Very good. Trip, we are missing you now that we moved from L.A. Trip can no longer sort of come into our studio and do his own game times. I miss that very much. You know how I love to play those game times. So you're going to have to come up to Hawaii.
You live in paradise, but you're missing me. I understand completely.
Yeah. my favorite Meatloaf song, by the way.
Yes.
Game in paradise, but missing Trip. And Rob Hartman, welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah,
good to hear your voice after all of your diabolical games that you've written for.
And here's a little, here's a little clue for the next listener game time. Rob Hartman's game is going to be your game on listener game time number 4.
Unless, but what if Rob wins? Oh no!
No, this is the first round.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Sorry.
All right. Well, I say let's get into it. This is, as I mentioned, the third listener game time. Today's winner will join Shannon and Kim and the winner of the next listener game time in the first Hallowed Hall of Champions match. Today we are playing A Little Taste. A Little Taste. The rules are simple. I'm going to play you clips from famous TV themes. First, I'm going to play you a one-second clip. You get the guess at that for 3 points. If you don't get it, I'll play a three-second clip worth 1 point. You can ask for the clips to be replayed as much as you want until you're comfortable with answering. Simple? Make sense?
So you do get to guess at, you get to guess at both points.
That's right. I'm going to let you guess at each one. We have 60 themes for you today, plus a tiebreaker if we need it. Because Picky is broken, we're determining order by who can answer this game question. What Canadian Alex Trebek-hosted game show shared its title with a famous Atari 2600 title from Activision? Does anybody know
Pitfall.
The answer? Pitfall is correct. Who was that?
That was Trip.
No,
Trip.
Me.
Trip. Oh, sorry. Trip. Who was it?
That was Trip.
Okay.
All right, Trip.
That's what I thought.
Because you got the answer, you get to go first, and you decide who goes second after you.
Oh.
Ooh. Dang. I should have been nicer.
All right, Trip, who's going second?
Oh, I think Rob will go second.
All right, so Trip.
That's right.
Rob, David, are we ready to play A Little Taste?
Yes.
Let's go. All right, Trip, here is your 1 second theme.
Boy, I have no idea. I'll say Zoom. I'll say Zoom.
No steals in this game. It sounds like someone is very distressed about that.
Here's your 3 second.
All right. Well, I still have no idea. I'm going to guess Love American Style.
Oh, my God.
He didn't get it from the first one. He wasn't going to get it from the 3 second.
It's
30 Rock.
It's 30 Rock.
I have never seen a full episode of 30 Rock. So.
Okay, here you go, Rob. Here's your first question. Your 1 second clip.
So if we guess at the first one, but we don't get it, we could still guess again.
Yep.
Is that Three's Company?
You just got 3 points.
Nice.
You got 3 points. I'm a Nagana dog. Funny because he's not gay. All right.
Wow.
All right, Dave, you ready for your first question?
Yeah.
1 second. Here you go.
Really?
That's a pretty good clue.
I will say all these themes are like some of the well-known, most iconic, I guess. Is that a word you can apply to audio?
I'm going to say Moonlighting.
Here's your 3 second.
Oh, Jesus. I know it's got to be 1970s, and I can kind of smell the polyester from here, but I can't. I don't know. It's going to be the love theme from,
no, you're
from
way
Shaft.
Off. David, you're off on decades, too.
Who does know?
Is that me, Twin Peaks? Peaks?
Correct.
Oh, the one I've never seen. Okay.
All right, back to Trip.
Repeat that, please. In the world. I don't even have a guess. I need the 3 seconds. Oh, gosh. Is that Barney Miller?
Yeah.
Yes.
How many points is that?
Best bass line ever.
R.I.P. Vagoda. Indeed. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Rob, your second question.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Okay. Can I hear it one more time?
Designed to make people scream in their cars, Dave?
Yep.
Oh, God, yes. God, I know this one, but I'm going to get it wrong. I'm going to guess NYPD Blue, but I don't think that's right.
Nope, here's your 3 second.
Yeah. I'm going to hate myself, but I know it. I know that I know it, but I don't know it.
Nope. All right. Here's your answer.
The world today.
Making your way in the world today takes. That's Cheers.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Hold on. I just have to throw myself out the window.
No problem.
I'll be fine. Oh, God.
Here you go, Dave.
Oh, wow.
1 second
upbeat clip. Action-y. Hawaii 5-0.
Nice.
Wow. Good
wow. Job. Damn. I have never watched an episode. Is that the original Hawaii 5-0, I guess?
They play that here instead of the national anthem. True story.
Is that the original or the remake?
That's the original.
Okay.
The new one is a little anemic compared to that one. Here we go. Let's see. What are we, back at Trip? No, we're at...
Yes.
Yeah.
Trip!
One more time, please. The Dukes of Hazzard?
Wow.
Damn.
Well done.
Just a good old boy. Give him 3 points.
Here you go, Rob.
Oh, my God. Let's hear the 3 seconds. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Baywatch.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
That was a tough one, because that is a...
So, I guess not Baywatch is
no,
what you're
not
saying. All right, great.
No, a little different. I mean, we all want to see Charlotte Ray in a bikini, but it's not going to happen.
Of course we do.
That's for Dave.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, this could be anything. I'm going to go with Scarecrow and Mrs. King.
Correct. Here is your 3 second clip.
Oh, Jesus. God, Hill Street Blues?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that's what Rob was thinking of before when he guessed.
Obviously.
Oh, yeah. I
was going to say, I think you were thinking of Hill Street Blues, and then I thought, maybe that'll be later in the game. I better not say anything.
Yeah. Okay, so we're... sorry, who was that?
That was me.
That was Dave.
So Trip is next.
Okay. Here we go, Trip.
Again, please? Oh...
Nice.
Wow.
It is Knight
Rider. That one's for Sarah.
Yep.
Sarah's not here, but she's here in spirit. Here you go, Rob.
Oh, my God. All right, it's pinging a bell. Let's hear the 3 seconds. Oh, God. Okay, Law and Order.
You are correct. That is Law and Order.
Thank God. That I did not one miss second. That.
Also for Sarah.
I thought that was Inspector Gadget.
I thought it was Survivor.
All right.
Sounded like a horn.
To Dave.
Oh, Jesus. That doesn't sound like Gene Roddenberry's Andromeda. I'm gonna ask for the 3 second one, I guess. Oh, so it's got to be some kind of cartoon. I do not know. I'm just gonna guess Darkwing Duck.
Well, oh, you had a big clue from Loudmouth Arietta.
Accidentally. I'm not contributing any more non-guesses anymore.
All right, put Dave out of his misery. What was that?
It was Inspector Gadget.
Inspector Gadget.
Thing I said 1 second ago.
Yeah.
Right. I actually had that on the tip of my tongue, but I've never seen Inspector Gadget, so I didn't want to guess it.
All right. It is time for a score break. This Extra Hot Great Listener score break is brought to you by Joshua. If you're going to celebrate just one birthday this week, make it a Joshua's. Joshua, he was farty toot. Now he's farty pee.
All right. Rob and David are tied with 4 points each. Trip is in the lead with 7.
All right. And we go back to Trip for this first question of our second round.
One more time? Huh. Sounds kind of mechanical. I'm going to guess Home Improvement.
Incorrect. Here is your 3 second.
This is another show I'm going to be embarrassed I've never watched, is my guess.
Yeah, let's listen to that one again.
I know it, I think.
Okay, that drum beat sounds patriotic. I'm going to guess The West Wing.
Can I guess?
You can guess.
24?
Nope.
Nope.
Oh, no.
Steve Austin, astronaut. A man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can
all those noises, all those buzzers. That is the $6 million man.
Well, that explains the mechanical sounds.
Yep. All right, to Rob.
Oh my God! Can I hear that again, please? Okay, let's hear the 3 seconds. Is that 24? Oh, God.
God, I know this.
You have to imagine lots of outfits and lots of wigs. Because that is Alias.
Oh, God.
Okay, Dave, are you ready?
Yep.
It's all I can do not to hump the rest of it.
Yeah. Do you need your 3 second?
Roswell. I need the 3 second one, yeah. Oh my God, Charlie's Angels.
That is correct, yep. Yeah. That 1 second clip is nasty. All right, Trip.
Yeah. Yes. Again, please.
That's when they killed Dumbo.
Yeah, I know, right? Wow, Wild Kingdom.
Here's your 3 second.
Oh, damn it. No, Batman.
Did he actually say it, or did he say damn it?
I heard Batman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I said, How does he not know Batman?
Yeah. Ah, okay. Sorry.
All right, number 17.
The Spread Eagle.
For Rob.
Come on, guys.
Yes.
Got a good feeling about this one, Rob.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's ringing a bell. Let's hear the 3 seconds. Oh, well, Seinfeld.
That is correct. That is also good for 1 point.
From now on, Rob is officially God. Rob O. Jesus Hartman every time he's mentioned.
That is how I'm known generally, yes.
All right,
by the
Dave,
way, Tara, would you have like 700 points by now?
I don't want to say that.
Probably
yes, not. There's a bunch that I missed, obviously. Law and Order, which I only watch like 8 hours a day.
Okay, Dave, here is your 1 second clip.
Sesame Street?
Yes.
You are correct.
Wow.
Well done.
Sunny day. Of course, the 70s version, which is the only one I'm familiar with.
There's some new bullshit one.
There is some new bullshit one. There's always some new bullshit one. All right, back to Trip for number 19.
I have no idea. 3 seconds, please. Oh. How could I miss that? That's The Simpsons.
That is The Simpsons. You are correct.
It's
okay.
Because Dave cut it on the wrong beat, so yep. It was hard to tell what it was.
This is not free points for our guest game time. This is game time. All right, Rob.
Yes. Let's hear that again, please. Let's go for 3 seconds. Oh, my God.
That's a hard 3 seconds, Dave.
It's not supposed to be
easy. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, good, because it's not.
I'm sorry, what was the guess?
I am stumped.
You're stumped. It was Miami Vice.
Oh.
Wow.
Miami Vice. Sorry, personal joke. All right. Dave, are you ready for your next clip?
Sure. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
You are correct, sir. Well done for 3 delicious game time points. Okay, so now we're on to Trip.
The Addams Family.
3 points for Trip 2.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky.
All right. Rob, are you ready?
I am.
Here you go.
Let's hear that again. Okay, how about 3 seconds?
Good call.
Okay, Mad Men.
You are correct. That is good for 1 point.
I feel bad, Rob. It's like they just hurl drums at you.
It's the 60s.
Well, that also happens on a daily basis, so yes.
You couldn't walk down the streets in the 60s without having a drum kit thrown at you.
I know.
Here you go, Dave.
And I get all the keyboards.
I'm going to give you a little hint, and it, believe me, it's little, but this show has been mentioned this episode.
Yes, it has.
Is that Moonlighting?
You are correct. Some get hit by drums.
Oh, I forgot Aaron Neville was involved.
All right.
That's Al Jarreau.
Back to Trip.
Thank you, Trip.
Okay. Gosh, yeah. No wonder I forgot.
Again, please. I get the sense that the 3 seconds won't help me, but let's try it. Nope. I got nothing.
Oh, jeez.
Wow, you picked a hard part of that theme.
Yeah, this is, you guys are accomplished gamesmen. I didn't want to play it too easy on you, and so I'm not.
Well.
So screw you guys. All right, Rob, you ready?
Okay. Yep. Let's hear that again. All right, I'll need 3 seconds. Man. I know it. I don't know it.
Here's where you might clue in.
Here it comes.
Do you know it now?
It's Northern Exposure, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I know all of Trips. It's, oh well.
Here you go,
Dave.
That's
okay.
Wow, okay, you know, I don't, on nothing else, it's the 70s. Give me that 1 second again. How about,
let's say,
let's go with WKRP.
Here's your 3 second.
Okay. Boy, I'm I am going to have to guess Tales of the Gold Monkey.
You're really, a man really after close. My own heart, but unfortunately that is incorrect. Anybody know it?
Do you guys Sopranos. Like TV at all?
That is. That is The Sopranos.
Oh.
Okay, Trip.
What show was that?
The Sopranos. It's like a mob show. It's sort of like The Godfather.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay.
It's on, I don't know, HBO. FX, I think. I don't know. Okay. Trip, I'm going to give you the same benefit I gave the last round. This is a show that has been mentioned on this very episode already.
Come on, Gold Monkey. One more, please. I need the 3 seconds.
Oh.
That sounds like The Greatest American Hero, but I don't remember that being mentioned. But
yeah.
I'm going to say Greatest American Hero.
Was it mentioned?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
It was.
I don't recall that either.
Well, I don't pay attention to you people.
Yeah, there you go. Rob Hartman, here's your one
yes.
second clip.
Freaks. Let's hear that again.
Freaks. Freaks.
Sorry, one more time.
Freaks. Freaks.
Is that?
Freaks.
Okay.
Is that okay? All right. Is that All in the Family?
Wow.
Jeez.
Thank God I knew something.
And that bit is from.
Freaks were in a circus tent.
Freaks were in a circus.
And that is like some alternate. That's some alternate lyric.
That's
that's
like verse 9. Yeah, that's something.
Yep.
That's the verse you only play.
Oh, I see.
So impressive. Oh my God.
So I see how it is. Okay.
All right, Dave. Dave, I got a good feeling. I think if you don't get this one, you should just turn off your Skype and then.
Wow.
Yeah. Here, you ready? No pressure.
No pressure. Okay. That would be Andrew Griffith's Show.
Yeah, that is good for 3 points. Yeah. All right, back to Trip. That's a tough
again,
one.
Again, please?
Yeah, I'll play that again for you. You got to need the 3 second one for a chance, I think, on this.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, 90210.
That is correct for 1 point.
I think that's the remake. Sounds weird to me.
I think it's a later season.
Or it's a
version.
Later, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, back to Rob Hartman.
Mm-hmm. Again, please. Oh, it's it's not One Day at a Time, is it?
It is not. Here is your 3 second clip.
Great. It don't matter that you got. Oh my God. Let me hear that again, please. It don't matter that you got not a lot. Oh, Jesus. I'm sorry, I'm blanking. What is it? Now the world don't move. Of course. Just one drum. What might be right for you
may not be right for some. Man is born, he's a man of the beast. Yeah, that was Different Strokes. Okay.
Yes, I was. Yes.
To Dave. This one's a good 1 second clip. Good luck.
It actually is.
Is that, hold on. Oh, God. What was it called? With a dragnet?
You are correct.
What?
Oh, my God.
Nicely done.
That is impressive. Well done.
I thought it was the Extra Hot Great theme song.
All right, back to Trip.
Oh, that sounds so familiar. Again, please. Oh, shoot. It's gotta be some sort of 80s action-y thing. A-Team.
Okay, here's your 3 second.
Oh.
Oh, you know this.
I do know this. One more time. God. Oh, my God. This is killing me. I know that.
I
can't place
it.
Put me out of my misery.
Ferrari and a mustache. Hawaiian shirts. Slap in that clip into that gun. Yeah, that was Magnum P.I. Back to Rob. Here's your 1 second clip.
Oh, let's hear that again. Let me hear the 3 seconds.
The 1 second clip, but three times as long.
Exactly.
Yeah. Is that True Detective? No.
Sorry.
Well,
obviously,
it's
no.
Left. It's involuntary.
You could say they're detectives. They detect when livestock has gone astray, and they bring them back.
Is that Rawhide?
Yes, Rawhide is correct.
That's Rawhide. Blah, blah, blah. All right, Dave.
Yep. Oh. Oh, my God.
Oh, this is one of my favorites.
Love Boat?
Nope. Here's your 3 second.
It's not ringing a bell, so I'm going to guess Cleopatra 2525.
Remember when I said iconic?
Okay.
All right.
Trip, what is it?
Yeah.
It's Dallas.
There is.
Oh, okay.
Such a good theme. Such a good theme.
God, I love
all
that
right.
Yeah, that horn line is fantastic.
For our score break, this extra hot, great listener time score break. Listener time. Game time. Score break is brought to you by Joshua. 4 out of 5 wives agree Joshua is where it's at. Joshua, accept no substitutes.
All right. Rob has 9. Trip has 13. David has 20.
All right. So, Trip.
Ooh, Jesus.
Whoa.
Nice.
Are you ready?
Still yes,
lots
absolutely.
Of game. Don't get discouraged. Here's your 1 second.
Once again, please. Bonanza.
Yeah.
Well done.
Cannot hear that theme without thinking of that scene from The Simpsons.
I was doing it behind you. You can see. I also have a correction to the scores. Sorry, one of the lines was very skinny. Trip, you actually had 14, not 13, and now you have, because you just got that, 17.
All right.
Mm.
Back to Mr. Rob Hartman.
Yes. Okay, I'm just going to need to hear it a couple more times because I know what it is. It's just got to go. Hold on. It's coming to me. Coming to me. Just let me hear it again, please. Oh, Doctor Who.
You are correct.
Wow.
That's the kind of shitty, muddy new Doctor Who theme. Not nearly as good as the old one. That was crisp and clean. And probably actually used vacuum tube somehow. Flibbity flip. Dave, here you go.
Yeah. Oh, geez. That sure does seem iconic. Yep.
It is.
Yep.
How about Sanford and Son?
How about it?
Oh, yay. Good.
Uh-oh. It's in my head again, Tara. You know what this means? Another week of... All right, Trip, here's your next 1 second clip.
Again, please. Welcome back, Connor.
Whoa, that is correct, sir. Well done.
Dang.
welcome back. Your dreams were your
All right, now welcome back, Rob Hartman. Hi, Rob. How you been doing?
I'm being smoked. Oh, it's awesome.
In the interests of full disclosure and fairness, this is a show that has been mentioned on this very episode already.
Let's just hear that again. Love Boat?
Here's your 3-second clip.
Wondered whatever became of me.
Oh, WKRP.
Baby, if you've ever wondered, wondered whatever became of me. I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP.
Okay, well done, Dave. Are you ready?
Remember when they used to have songs like that for comedies?
Well, you'll notice that because I was trying to pick very famous TV theme songs, that it's very heavily skewed towards the 70s and early 80s.
Yes, which I greatly appreciate.
Yeah.
All right, Dave. Helps. Here's your 1-second clip.
I just know. Yeah. For some reason, I'm going to embarrass myself because I know I should know this. And for some reason, the only thing happening in my head is 9 to 5.
That is incorrect, but here is your 3-second clip.
Oh, well, in that case, that would be Wonderful World of Disney.
I thought you had it.
God.
Wonderful World of Woman.
Yeah.
There you go.
That was a heartbreaker, Dave. I'm sorry about that. Back to Trip Pain.
Was that the doorbell? What was that? Again, please. I'm getting nothing off of that one note, so three seconds.
Okay, ding dong, here's your 3-second clip.
That is so tuneless. Wow. One more time.
Nice.
All right, just before Trip answers, does anybody know it? Don't answer, but do you know it?
Yeah, yes. I think so.
I thought so.
Okay, that clearly means it's a modern show, so yeah, I will go with Homeland.
Space, the final frontier.
I was really close.
Guys, it was Star Wars.
You were definitely on the right track. Space!
Oh, God.
All right, Rob.
Yes.
Here you go.
Okay, let's hear that again. I'm just going to say Love Boat until it's right.
Incorrect.
I don't know.
But I love the repeated Love Boat guesses. You know,
it might be right eventually.
I was going to say.
It's got to turn up.
Logic going on here. Yep. Here we go. 3 seconds.
Oh, Odd Couple.
You are correct for 1 point. Oh, Mancini, the mascot's friend. 1 second clip for Dave. Am I correct? Here we go.
Oh, Happy Days.
I'm sorry. What was the answer? What was your answer?
Happy Days.
You just got 3 points.
Wow.
Sunday, Monday, Happy Days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Happy Days. Thursday, Friday.
Okay, back to Trip Pain with his 1 second clue.
Oh, one more. Is that Family Ties?
Wow.
Cha la la la.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, well done. Here you go, Rob Hartman.
Oh, Buffy.
Yay!
3 points.
Oh, nice, yes.
Well done, sir. And that brings us to yet another score break. This.
No, we're in the middle of a round.
Is not the score break because I had to eliminate one of the duplicate answers. You are correct. You've passed my little test. You know, when it comes to preemptive, extra hot, great listener, game time score break announcements, you really can't go wrong with Joshua. But don't take our word for it. Just listen to this testimonial from his kids. He's all right. Joshua established 1973. Okay, we're back.
To David.
Oh. Wow. I should so know this.
I swear I know every one of David's.
It's, okay, it's probably not Agents of Smash. I'm gonna, yeah, give me a 3-second one. Wow, okay. Since I don't know that one at all, I'm gonna guess Muppet Babies.
No. Neither love, yeah. Anybody?
This is the theme to Gary Sanders' show.
Yep.
The theme to Gary's show. Gary called me up and asked if I would write his theme song.
Correct. All right, Tara. Now,
The score break for realsies. Okay. Brought to you by Joshua. Rob has 17. Trip has 23. David has 26.
All right. So.
Oh, God.
There is still a game to be had. We're back to Trip Payne for his 1-second clip.
Again, please. I'm sorry, one more. I think they're saying moving on up. So the Jeffersons?
Yeah!
Dang! Mm.
The greatest TV theme song of all time.
It's pretty good.
That is a good theme. All right.
Everybody's got a chair dance to that one.
Rob Hartman.
Yes.
I don't know why I turned Jamaican there. Here is your answer, Mon.
Let's hear it again. Let me hear that again. I know it. Let's see.
Oh, come on.
Oh, God. I need to hear the 3 seconds.
I believe you owe him a clue, Dave.
This has been mentioned in the show before.
Oh, God.
Like, a lot.
All right, so Love Boat.
Yes!
Oh, God.
It's Benson. There is that Benson really is not an answer. There's another clue for you.
This makes me want to write a game time where the answer to everything is Love Boat.
All right, Dave.
Again.
Wait, hang on. Let me do this.
Have we done Baywatch?
All right, here's your 3-second clip.
Oh, okay. Mission Impossible.
That is good for one point. Trip Payne.
Yes. That's Green Acres is the place to be.
Yep.
Oh, a little game time master editorializing there from Terry Ariano. So you know what that means. We're going to hear more. Okay. Here you go.
Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing a tree very...
Okay. Excuse me. Dave.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, God. Doggone it. Battlestar Galactica.
Here's your 3 second.
Yep. Of course, that's the one, X-Files. Damn it.
You are correct. Back to Trip.
That sounded like nothing. Can I hear it again? No, I got nothing. 3 seconds, please. Is that the Twilight Zone? Wow.
For some reason, I thought you would get that instantly. That seems like it's one of your kind of shows.
It just didn't sound like anything to me.
Yeah.
Okay, to Rob Hartman.
Okay, let's hear that again. Sorry, one more time.
I'll give you a personal hint, which will probably not help you. Might okay. even serve to further confuse you, because it is only from my frame of reference. However, here we go.
Don't listen to this, whatever he's about to say.
I thought this was a video game song until I learned better.
Okay. Let's hear 3 seconds. Oh, God. I just have to kill myself now.
Famous piece of music, God. Not that famous of a TV show.
Yeah, that's fair.
I am going to have to hit myself in the face when I hear what it is. I know it. I don't know it. What is this?
it's Peter Gunn.
Yeah, it's Peter Gunn.
Yeah. Yes.
I know it from the video game, well, of course. Spy Hunter.
It didn't strike me until just this moment how phallic a name Peter Gunn is.
It's true.
Yeah. You know what? I have that, and I have that theme in my iTunes. I'm ashamed. Okay.
That's okay. All right. Dave.
Yeah. Damn it. There can't be that many songs where a pirate taunts somebody.
Depends where you get your music, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's the pirate.
One more time, I guess.
I think it's called, you know, they renamed it. It's called Avast now. All right, here we go. That's not going to help you if you did.
No.
Actually, it's funny. I mentioned, Cleopatra 2525. My actual guess would have been the one that came after Cleopatra 2525, same production company with Bruce Campbell.
Oh, Cleopatra 2526.
No, something Jack. I forgot what it was called. Jack of all trades or something like that. But no. Anyway. SpongeBob SquarePants! SpongeBob SquarePants! SpongeBob SquarePants! Children!
All right. Well, that was a heartbreaker. Time for another score break, guys. This extra hot great listener game time score break is brought to you by Joshua. Woof, 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 woof. Joshua.
big changes in the last round. Rob now has 21. David has 28. Trip has 30.
Okay, so it's a close game. We're nearing the end. I think everybody has... What is the scores again?
21, 28, 30.
Okay. Everybody has one question left, so mathematically, we still got a horse race here. Here we go. Trip Payne, are you ready?
All right. I hope so.
Oh, please.
Yay! I dream of Jeannie!
Rob Hartman, here's your 1 second clip.
Let's hear that again. One more time. Oh, let's just go for 3 seconds. Oh, my God. What is it? It's not Bewitched. I'm going to say Bewitched. Of course.
from that one weird season where she was a witch running an army hospital.
Her broom was broken, so she had to buy an army surplus helicopter. It was a weird season. I didn't like it. I don't know about you guys. All right.
Witch. Yeah, Tate, there we go. Okay.
He's got a lot of whistling ones.
Yeah. You know,
I'm just going to say that's not whistling.
I mathematically can't win, I think, right? Yeah. So I'm just going to go with the one that has not come up thus far, and that's Benson.
No. We're talking about iconic themes, and this one hasn't come up before. But here's your 3 second.
Oh, for God's sake. Okay, Gilligan's Island.
You are correct. That is Gilligan's Island.
Oh, you know, actually, are you sure it wasn't the cartoon show Gilligan's Planet, which I think had a very, very similar theme?
Yeah, no, I mean, it is a superior, you know, Gilligan show, obviously. I think we can all agree on that. All right, so I think Tripp's got it, but here we go. Our shits and giggles round. Here we go. 1 second. Is your 3 second.
A-Team.
Yeah, it is the A-Team, correct. Who was that?
That was me.
That was Tripp.
Oh, okay, Tripp. All right, Tripp is taking everything. Congratulations, Tripp.
Yay!
Valued guest.
Valued guest.
All right.
I probably feel very confident that clip would be played.
Congratulations, Tripp.
What were the end scores there, Tara?
We ended with Rob at 21, David at 29, and Tripp with, what was the score break? Score shits and giggles worth nothing, right?
Yeah, it was worth 2 Dave points.
Okay.
No, it was worth 4 Dave points because for the 4 members of the A-Team.
All right, 33 points of regularity and 4 Dave points.
All right, that extra hot great listener game time end of the game score break was brought to you by Joshua. Here are some things Joshua likes. NPR, vegetables, running, and apparently being fun at parties. Joshua, he's getting older and older. All right, everybody.
Happy birthday, Joshua.
For another episode of Extra Hot Great. We played a game, and Tripp was the winner. He'll be joining Kim and Shannon and the winner of the next Listener Game Time in the Hallowed Hall of Champions round. That next game takes place on episode 106 in 2 weeks' time. Remember,
we're listening.
I am David T. Cole, and on behalf of Tara Ariano, David Ellis Dickerson,
no whammies,
Rob Hartman,
oh Jesus,
and Tripp Bane,
the Love Boat.
We'll see you next time right here on Extra Hot Great. Exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you and love. You know what it is? Life's sweetest reward. Let it flow. It flows back to you, the love boat, making Tara cough in the background. The love boat promises something for everyone. Set a course for adventure, your mind on a new romance. And love won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile on a friendly shore. Yes, love love, we missed a line.
Well, that was terrible.
This has been a production of the Previously.tv podcast network.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.